Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for March 27th, 2009. This week, we'll tell you how sleep affects your long-term memory and why computer servers need naps, too. But first, Suzanne Bard has a story about how we smell fear in people, literally.
Most people know fear when they see it, but can we smell fear, too? Rice University psychologist Denise Chen and her colleagues decided to find out. They collected sweat from male donors while they watched either pleasant or scary videos. Then they asked women to judge the emotions of different faces while smelling the sweat samples.
When they smell the fearful sweat, they perceive ambiguous faces as more fearful. However, the fearful sweat had no effect if the faces were less ambiguous.
This suggests that visual cues override smell. Chen says this makes sense because humans can see much better than we can smell. However, the work also suggests that chemical factors may affect how we perceive others' emotions, especially when their faces and voices don't give us much to go on.
Thanks, Suzanne. Next, Justin Warner is going to tell you about the interaction between sleep and your memory.
When we sleep, our brains are actually very busy. Sleep is critical for learning and memory, and different stages of sleep appear to play different roles in that regard. Now, a new study suggests that a stage called slow-wave sleep may transfer new memories to long-term storage. Caltech neuroscientists Thanos Siapas, Kazimir Wierzynski, and their colleagues conducted this study on sleeping volunteers. Wierzynski says they monitored electrical activity in two areas of the brain, the hippocampus, which helps form new memories, and the prefrontal cortex, part of the neocortex, which stores long-term memories. During slow-wave sleep, bursts of activity in the hippocampus were followed immediately by bursts in the prefrontal cortex. They even identified relationships between individual pairs of cells in the two areas.
The cells in the hippocampus tended to fire around 100 milliseconds before the cells in the prefrontal cortex, which is consistent with the idea of information traveling from the one brain structure to the other.
This didn't happen during REM sleep, which has been linked to memory consolidation and dreaming. The findings suggest that slow-wave sleep may play a unique and vital role in making memories permanent.
Thanks, Justin. And while we're on the subject of sleep, it turns out computers need it too. Computer data centers, which route digital traffic from the internet, cell phones, ATM cards, and other devices, are consuming more and more electricity these days. Experts estimate that soon they'll use as much as 10 million average households. University of Michigan computer scientist Thomas Wenish and his colleagues have a solution. Put these giant servers to sleep when they're idle, just like desktop computers. There is a slight catch, however.
There's often less than a second where the computer is doing nothing. And that's just too short a time for us to turn computers off using conventional means.
But his team found that a new approach called PowerNap, which actually puts servers to sleep for fractions of a second, can potentially cut their energy use by a whopping 75%. PowerNap requires replacing a server's operating system and electrical supply, but Wenish says that's a matter of time and money, not technology. Finally today, Suzanne delves into the science of road repair.
The yellow and white lines on roadways are important for traffic safety. They have to be repainted every couple of years due to wear. Joe Hummer is a civil engineering professor at North Carolina State University. One of his grad students, Guanghua Zhang, noticed that the brightness of those lines depends on the direction you're driving in. Hummer explains.
That is, if you're driving from one direction, you'll see a marking that looks about a year's brighter than the other direction. So in other words, average difference is about a year's worth of wear and tear.
Hummer says it's because the reflective glass beads scattered onto the paint tend to build up in the direction the paint truck is traveling. He says repainting road markings cost $2,000 to $3,000 per mile. So understanding that process could help improve safety and save money.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, we'll have a whole new set of intriguing science stories for you. But until then, you can check out our Science Update Podcast Daily Edition. We've got a new story every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. Or if you're on the go, you can also listen in by calling 1-512-499-2149. And if this podcast leaves you wondering about the nature of the universe, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT with your science question. If we use it, you'll win your very own Science Update mug. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.